Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your host, Chris.
And fresh out of work, Jonathan.
Been that kind of day.
Man, I'm talking fresh out of work. I still got my suit on. You know what I'm saying? So, I know some of y'all know how it is. Gotta grind.
Yeah, I just came back from work and I'm in my t-shirt and shorts.
Lucky you.
That nonprofit life. So let's jump into it.
Let's just go. You all know what's been happening. National championship last night. Great game.
That was a great game.
It met my expectations perfectly. I was like, I hope it's not a high scoring game. It was pretty low scoring for the most part. And Kentucky did a great job trying to fight back. But unfortunately, them UConn Huskies, boy. Hey, props to Kevin Ollie. For those who don't know, Kevin Ollie was like the Chris Gatling of the NBA. Like, he was a true journeyman, hopped from team to team to team. It felt like he played for every freaking team in the league at one point.
He already sounded like 10-day contracts.
Nice. Crazy. But, I mean, he was always a professional. Mm-hmm. And honestly, guys like him show you that you don't have to be a superstar to have a long career. He played like 14 years in the league. He was in the league a long time.
Didn't he play with AI?
Played with AI.
On that team?
I believe he played. I think he was on the Nets at one point, I believe. I swear it felt like he's played for every freaking team. But smart player. Yeah, he was very intelligent, high basketball IQ, and it showed in his coaching. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing. Led this team to the promised land after Coach Calhoun had to step down. And, hey, those were big shoes to fill. And he filled them clearly. Now it's like he is the man. He is the man now.
Had his team buy in. You know, they had a nice lead over Kentucky. Just did the damn thing, man. Then UConn, then Kentucky started coming back on them. Made a nice little run, made it even, man. Good game had by all. And then second half was back-to-back, and I couldn't tell what was going to happen. Kentucky was cutting it down, made a nice little plays, kind of got it close. But at the end, you know, and in that controversial play, that was a bad foul to begin with.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, do you foul right after? And Calipari basically knew it was coming. It was like, I know y'all going to ask. I played the percentages. You know, I was like, I didn't, you know, they were hitting all their free throws.
They were hitting like 90% of their free throws during the tournament, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you can't foul them.
It's just great guard play, man.
Yeah.
And they pulled it out. I mean, Calipari, you know, his team played well. We know Julius Randle and another 8 of them are leaving, going to the NBA.
Yeah, that whole squad will be leaving. And then the number one recruiting class will come in, and then they'll be leaving. And, you know, cycle continues.
Yeah, that's why he said he's not a fan of the one and done.
Thank you.
Because his team would be he'd be winning. He'd have a dynasty.
Period. With the teams he had.
I'm talking about we had, Kemba Walker with Anthony Davis.
He had who else did he have?
I was not Kim Walker. My bad.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis. You have freaking
New Orleans Noel.
And then I mean, looking back at some of his older teams, stacked. Freaking you got Marquise Teague, who was a first round pick. I mean, his team was loaded. He got the best prospects every year out of high school. What do you want?
And then they go.
This is why I hate the one and done. Because this is a team, with this Kentucky team, I'm telling you, back in the day, this team would have been like, you know what? F this. We lost in the championship. We coming back to win it.
Yep.
Now it's like, oh, we lost. Oh, well, I'm going to get the league and get my money.
Oh yeah, that's why I was watching that's that that little ESPN 30 for 30 on the Big East when Pat Ewing in the 80s was there, and them dude, it was just they just stayed
in morning and Mutombo and hey man.
Well, just that period of time when the Big East was just popping, mm-hmm. and he's like, wow. Back when dudes used to stay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because right now, Patrick Ewing would be like, as soon as you, he'd have been like, oh, why don't you just go?
Oh, Michael Jordan, you just go straight. Just get out of here. All the greats would have been one and done nowadays.
Patrick Ewing went to 3 straight national championships. I've lost to North Carolina.
That will never happen
then
again.
Then beat 5 Slamma Jamma.
That will never happen
again. And then lost to Villanova. Like, what the heck? Like,
freaking Luau Cinder. They won. What, even Bill Walton, didn't they win like 38 games straight or some stupid number that will never be broken because nobody stay anymore.
And to me, the last dynasty really in college was
UCLA. Well, not UCLA.
Well, honestly, I'll say Florida when they went back to back.
With Noah and Horford and Brewer. And yeah, that team was deep. That team was stacked. And you see, they stayed.
Nowadays.
Our whole starting five be gone after 1 year. I'm out.
Yep. It's just crazy. And then, of course...
shout out to my boy, Shabazz Napier.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, a lot of people have talked all this nonsense about, well, I don't know if he can make it in the league. You know, he's too small. You know, he's a great college basketball player. And I'm like, look, man, he's a great college basketball player. That doesn't mean he has to be a great NBA player. He can be a solid role player in the NBA for 14, 15 years, a nice quality backup point guard, potential starter. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm like, if for people knocking his size, I'm like, if cats like Muggsy Bogues, Spud Webb, who are sub 5'8" and lower, if they can play in the physical NBA from back in the day, I'm like, this cat who's 6'1", 6 feet tall, even if he's 5'11", he can play in the league. Earl Boykins was in the league for a long time, and he's my height. Come on. I mean, just because you're small does not mean you can't play. He proved that last night. He proved to me the moment is clearly not too big for him. He knows how to lead a team.
Mm-hmm.
He can run the show. The boy can shoot, even though his jump shot is a little weird looking. It's ugly. But like that Reggie Miller. Throw it up, all hands flopping all together. But, I mean, it's ugly, but it goes in. So, I mean, if you can shoot and he's quick. So, I mean, that's pretty much the standard in the league nowadays. If you're a fast point guard and you have a jump shot too, you can make it.
Yeah, he'll be solid. I mean, every team needs role players in order to win championships. And you got a guy who's not scared of the moment. That makes a big deal.
Yep.
I love his statement calling out the NC2A.
Yeah, I do too.
Shout out to the Hip Hop Digest having that discussion about, you know, say what you're going to say. Don't do this little subliminal Drake Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Am I talking to you? I don't know. Really, like, look, I don't like your ass.
Yeah, for real.
Challenge.
I tweeted him back. I'm like... T.I. Down with the King. He made an album about Lil Flip. That's how you diss somebody. I'm crushing you on the mic.
Right. If you want to go at somebody, go at him.
Exactly.
So I loved it. He was like, I don't understand why, you know, you guys punished us for something that somebody else did.
And I don't get it. It was the same thing with you when USC went through it. Like, I felt bad for Matt Barkley. I'm like, this kid easily could have went to a bowl game. Should have gone to a bowl game. And didn't get the chance. And it's sad because... I'm like, you cannot punish me for something that happened when I was 12 years old. How you gonna punish me for something that happened and I had no affiliation with the school?
Right. Oh, we just found out about it, so now we got to punish the school.
Well, then
we're gonna punish the program.
And go ahead and say what you said needs to be done because I agree.
Yeah, I think they just need to find the damn school directly because I understand that the football team does something foul, like with SC, you know, like with Miami Hurricanes. You know, if you do something and everybody that's affiliated with that is gone, and you're like, all right, we're going to punish the football team now. Like, well, we had nothing to do with it. And a lot of times the coaches is gone.
Yep.
So the whole program suffers. I'm like, why don't you just find the actual school itself? Hold the school accountable.
Exactly.
Like, we tacking, you know, all the money you would get from going to the tournament or a bowl game, we taking that. Mm-hmm. You know, just be like, you know what? Since – this is all about money.
Yeah, or just the money you've earned from the bowl games you went to or whatnot.
Right,
just
tack all that back.
We're taking it back.
And then double it. You know, some shit like that. Yeah. You're like, oh, you cheated. All right, we finding y'all $5 million. And you'd be like, oh, shit, we can't pay. Oh, well, don't cheat next time.
Yeah. There it is. But, so, I mean, not docking these cats scholarships and all that stuff and not letting them go to bowl games, that's not fair to these young cats.
Now, if you get caught while you're at school, then that person should get kicked off the team and all that.
Correct.
But it's hard to be like, all right, well, you knew about it, so all 84 of your other teammates got to suffer because of your ass.
Yeah.
They got to do something.
Yeah. There's a lot that's going on.
If it's college, you know, I'm saying, if it's you find out in the same year or some shit like that, mm-hmm. I get that. But if it's like 4 or 5 years later, ain't nobody there, you got to come up with something else to penalize the school. Yeah,
definitely.
Because we know what goes down. I mean, we already saw that article I sent you about the agent saying the former UCLA player, he had to pay him some money to try to get with him early. I'm like, wow, this shit actually goes down.
Oh yeah. The program is real.
And like in high school.
Yeah. It's like, these kids are getting recruited now. Like these cats want commitments are like 15, 14 years old. It's ridiculous.
That's why it gets scary.
It's
with
scary,
the,
you know. It really is.
Because I'm in favor of the, you know, I personally want, I think we agreed on that. Either you go straight to high school or you just do like 2 years.
Yeah.
Or you have to do 2 years of school. You know, this is my fear with the whole getting to high school is it's like guys are going to get you in ninth grade. Like, hey, here's some money. Sign with me 3 years later.
Yep.
On some dirty shit. And yep. Like, oh, this dude balling at eighth grade. Throw some money at him. Like, damn.
He driving a Ferrari.
All these kids at the school. I mean, it's sad,
it's
man.
It's crazy. It is. It really is crazy. So, I mean, these kids are desperate.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are desperate. And I read an article. I don't know if it was BS or not, but I'm like, you had a college kid came out. I want to say it was Shabazz Napier who basically said he had to save his money because he didn't have food.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't. And that's what you feel bad for these kids because it's like, well, damn, you're generating so much money for the school and you can't get a meal.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, some of that is I don't know, because I'm like, with that scholarship, you're telling me, like, the calf isn't included in that. You can't go to the cafeteria and get you some food. Yeah, I'm just saying. I understand you don't want to eat the calf food all the time.
We've seen how the athletes do it. The calf, they go up 3, 4, 5 times. You're like,
they get a grip of food.
You'd be like, can I get seconds? No. You're like, well, fucking, he getting seconds.
So I mean, that's why I'm like, well, you can't go to the cafeteria and get some food, but maybe not. I don't know what's involved in the scholarship. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would understand maybe you want to increase the stipend for them so they at least have a little more money. I'm all for getting paid off their jersey sales and stuff like
definitely.
That. But, you know, like we said last, as far as making them like an employee, well,
that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
You're going to hurt a lot of other
student
athletes.
You see, these coaches are fighting it. These coaches are like, nope.
Because you know they're going to go around the system. Because you feel like, well, now you're an employee, you're getting paid. And I think the schools are going to be like, okay, well,
we're going to treat you like one.
Right. And I'm going to fire your ass real quick. No, well, you an employee. I can't just get rid of you when I want to.
You off the field issues. Oh, gone.
Yep. I swear I think that's going
to
happen.
You had a DUI. Oh, gone. Get out of here. You're expelled. All right.
Other question for college. Since all this has come up with that coach at Manhattan, I think he was trying out for South Florida and, you know, lied that he had gotten a degree, but he didn't. He was like 10 credits short. Do you think college coaches should be required to have degrees?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I don't. It's not what you would call a formal job. There's no real training for it. You know what I'm saying? There's no classes to take for it or anything like that. So for him,
I have heard there's some coaching degrees on radio and stuff. But yeah, there's no actual
MBA coach,
no,
you know, class or something along the line. So I mean, in all honesty, to be a good coach, number one, 9 times out of 10, you have to at least play the game
at some form
or fashion. Not saying you had to be an all American college player, but you at least had to maybe play at a Division III school.
Right. Or even in
high school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
get involved,
and then you're maybe doing work with, you know, being an assistant coach or helping out,
right,
doing
scout.
Something, a scout, or, you know, you've reviewed the film or whatever it may be. And then you work your way in like that. But, I mean, to require them to have a degree? No. Because, I mean, then what's the requirement? All right, I can get a bachelor's in whatever, and then I can just be a coach.
Them jobs that we just, like, we look for a four-year degree, and it's just whatever your four-year degree is in.
No, because honestly, when it boils down to it, it doesn't matter in the end. Your degree doesn't mean anything when it comes down to winning these games and getting us money.
Yeah, and that whole thing of like, well, how they going to tell kids to get a degree? I'm like, well, that's up to the kid.
Exactly.
And if we talk about these two major sports, the degree ain't the focus. It's exactly. The next level and getting paid.
Yep.
I want to give a shout out to Creighton, Doug McGermott.
Hey, my boy, Dougie Mac.
AP Player of the Year and Naismith.
That's right. And he's what? Oh, he's what? A senior.
You know what that means.
He's late dropping. First round pick. He's plummeting. Bulls, pick him up, baby. Pick him up.
Yeah, he can shoot. Come off the bench.
Stroke. I've actually heard he may be a lottery pick, though. Which, you know what? He should. Mm-hmm. He should be a damn lottery pick compared to some of these other cats coming out.
Yeah, I read that.
He's really good.
They question, you know, who he can guard and all that. But I'm like, the dude got talent. He's a specialty.
Jabari Parker's D is awful. Yeah. So what are you saying?
And if he excels at one thing, you know, guys will pick him up.
If he can shoot, we all know Steve Novak has a gig.
Yeah, because we clearly know.
If you can shoot, you can shoot.
Mm-hmm. Guys will bring you in. Exactly. I mean, you may not be in that long.
But you have a job.
You can grow and all that. And we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So it was a good college season.
Yeah.
All the names that I just learned throughout the season are now gone, so I got to start all over again. Yep.
Now Doug McDermott's out. He's gone. Graduating. Shabazz Napier, he's gone. He's graduating. Big. Oh, of course, all the seniors are gone. And
then all the freshmen gone,
Yeah, the freshmen are gone, too. So now we got to learn some other people.
Yeah. All right, and since this is going to bleed into some NBA talk, right after that game, or even before the game, Rex Chapman shooting out a tweet. And like, win or lose, John Calipari is gone. He's going to the Los Angeles Lakers job. I'm like, wow. First off, I was like,
why you do that before the game?
Wow. You're related to, like, you're not unaffiliated with either of these teams. I'm like, you are from Kentucky. You do the Kentucky games. I would be a little, if I was you, I'd be like, I don't want to see him go. And you just put that out there to let him deal with that drama. Because you're like, you know what? As soon as you put it out there, they're not even going to ask him about the game. They're going to be like, oh, so and get then, them a couple questions about the game. And then like, oh, so we heard about you taking this Laker job.
And then, of course, he's not going to say yay or nay. So he paints himself into a corner. It was like, well, he didn't answer the question. Right. He didn't say yes or no. So now it's like, oh, here we go. Speculation again. Mm-hmm. Is he going to the Lakers? That's all we're going to hear about now. It's like, I just lost the championship game with these freshmen, with these kids.
Right.
Who probably took it pretty damn hard.
Yeah,
so
I'm
like, y'all really have the audacity to ask me that right now.
He said it was dumb and all that.
Y'all, and honestly, I understand it's the media's job. But at some point, I'm like, damn, really? Are y'all bosses telling you to ask them these damn questions? Because I'm like,
it's
got to be some kind of respect. I mean, I know, but damn, we can't ask you tomorrow. Nope. Like, dude, you just lost the championship. Where you coaching next year? Come on, man. Let me at least deal with the moment that was handed to me.
Right.
God, Jesus.
Yeah.
You going to the Lakers? Oh, damn.
Like, I'm not dignifying that.
Oh, he didn't say no. Yep. He didn't say no, which means he may be there.
Yeah, he denied it. The Lakers denied it. And you know, it's,
of course,
you know,
they did.
It could be a parlay for more money. I mean, I heard he's like the top three paid coaches. He's making a gang of money.
Who, John Calipari?
Yeah.
Surprised he's not number one.
Him is either him.
He's been winning
Coach
since
K and somebody else.
He's been winning since what? Memphis.
I think he's making a nice chunk of money. And then I heard that talk of, well, if he goes to the Lakers and he need to get some ability to buy groceries.
Well, Mike D'Antoni has 5 more games left. Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, D'Antoni. I'm sad to see he had to deal with that. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he has to go simply for the fact that the Lakers are about to have their worst record in franchise history. They've already, what, have they tied the worst? They've tied worst. I think they've tied it for the worst ever.
Man. I mean, look, if you fire Mike, if you fire Mike Brown.
Hell yeah. After five games? After a playoff appearance? Yes. If you fire Mike Brown after, you better fire Mike D'Antoni. You bring back Mike D'Antoni for one more season, I give Laker fans all the reason to complain and bitch and hate the Lakers.
If he comes back next season,
I'm looking at you, Genie, now that you're the boss. You're an idiot. I'm going to call you that straight up if you bring him back.
You got to figure out what you're going to do. You're either going to do the rebuild.
What do you mean? That's what they're doing. They ain't got a choice in that matter.
They have the Mr. Kobe Bryant quick fix.
There isn't one. Kobe's unrealistic. I'm not even listening to Kobe.
I tell you how. This is how I know.
He is old and senile as far as NBA goes right
now. If Lakers get the number one pick, Kobe, what you think about the number one pick? Trade it. Think of me like.
The number one pick? First of all, what are they? What, sixth? No, you're not getting the number one. If
they can get it.
If they get it, it's a conspiracy. If they're ranked sixth and Milwaukee's sorry ass doesn't get the number one pick, conspiracy.
I tell you, if it's like
conspiracy,
and the fourth pick goes to the Milwaukee Bucks, you're like, oh,
it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, and the Lakers, of course, number one pick,
and Kobe will say trade it. Be like, we're gonna take it. Andrew, they're gonna take somebody from Kansas.
I will say though, if you want a quick fix, yeah, you trade the damn pick and you try to get Kevin Love. Fine, go ahead and try, but don't pull all this. Yeah, we're going to get Kevin Love and keep the pick. That's not happening.
No,
that y'all can. That's wishful thinking. Y'all can miss me with that crap. If they pull,
you can do that. You just wait it the fuck out.
Yeah,
and then maybe offer that pick up that player for Kevin Love down the line. Because Minnesota, man, I mean shit. They needed a playoff appearance. Now I don't know.
I don't know if Kevin Love ready to stay anymore.
Which I feel bad because as soon as this season's over, well, Kevin Love has one year left. Are they going to trade him? What you going to do,
Kevin Love? You leaving?
Yeah.
Oh,
entertain them conversations again. Yep.
We already know Kyrie Irving's getting annoyed by it.
Man,
he is pissed. He's been going through the motions, dude. You see this little rift he got going with Josh Gordon?
What?
Because apparently, like, I saw the first take, too, when Josh Gordon came on. He was like, yeah, you know, me and Deion Wade. Because they asked him about the little, I guess, beef or not between beef between him and Kyrie Irving. He's like, oh, you know, me and Deion Waiters are cool. He's my neighbor. We talk all the time and blah, 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 blah. And it sounded almost like, well, if they need to move him, you know, he needs to go kind of thing. And I guess Kyrie Irving kind of tweeted back like, you know, stick to football. You don't know basketball, mind your business. And it's like, and then Josh Gordon kind of came out and was like, you know, no disrespect by it, you know, I'll butt out. I'm done. So I'm like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Kyrie Irving, I've been really a hard critic on Kyrie Irving. Me personally, I'm just like, he was the number one pick. You know, he has all this expectation to live up to with these number one pick point guards, your John Walls, your Derrick Roses. In my eyes, I mean, he's done well, but like some of these guys, he's been injured.
Yep.
The team hasn't improved, unlike the other two. Derrick Rose was an MVP, led the team to the number one seed. You got John Wall, who now he's led them to the playoffs. Kyrie Irving, ever since LeBron's left, the Cavs have been ass. So, I mean, I know it's wearing on them. I know for them to be that terrible, I know it's wearing on them.
Because it feels like you're mad that you're losing, so everybody assumes, well, you just want to bolt.
And you are the star player, unless, so
right.
Everybody's looking at you.
Right. Unless, I guess, you win for the Lakers or some glamour franchise. I wouldn't even say that. You can't even say the Knicks now.
And it's
just like, you losing, your franchise is not helping you. It's been 3-4 years. Don't you want to leave?
And you feel bad for the city of Cleveland just because, like, they ain't won shit and it seems forever. Like, the Indians, Browns, Cavs ain't done nothing. Ever since LeBron got to that finals with the Spurs, it's just been, all right, that's been the highlight.
Yeah.
That's it.
We was close.
Yep, that was it. And I guess Josh Gordon's huge season this past season was like the highlight of all they sport.
They got some hope, but
You know, so I mean, is Kyrie Irving gonna leave? Probably at some point. I'm not just gonna say he's gonna leave this year. They're gonna trade him, but at some point, if things don't improve, he's leaving.
If he decides to stay and sign the contract, which I think he will, because he's too injury prone. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna, you know,
he's only like 24 right. years old. So.
I say do what LeBron and D-Wade did, sign a 3-year deal. If you're not going, well, he can't do one. No. He needs some insurance. No. Sign a 3-year, not a 5. Do a 3-year. Make them do something. Like, all right, you got me here for 3 more years. Let's go.
Yep.
And then if they ain't do nothing, peace.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out, skis.
You know, because you got to figure some stuff out. All right, since we in the NBA, the team of the moment, the Indiana Pacers, what the hell is wrong with them? My Spurs whooped that ass. And then flipped on the game on Friday. I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all down to Atlanta like, oh no, that was Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all down 33-11? And on Friday lost to Toronto. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's been ugly, man. I mean, maybe we spoke too soon about Paul George being a superstar. I mean, clearly it looks like
he's a top three player in the league.
Yeah, like we spoke way too. Yeah, we spoke too soon on that one. The MVP talk has completely disappeared. That is gone. That is gone. Yeah,
that Roy Hibbert for defensive player of the year.
Oh, gone. If Noah don't get it, it's a problem. So I mean, at this point with the Pacers, I don't know, man. I've never seen anything like this with a team who's number one all season, and then all of a sudden, last 20 games of the season, you just completely fall off the cliff, and you're just losing, like, to terrible teams, too, at that. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Paul George does not look like himself. Roy Hibbert looks horrible. And yeah, he got calling out early. Cats, you know, I got to agree with, you know, the Cats on First Take. You got to back up that talk then. If you're going to sit here and call out your teammates for being selfish and all this other stuff, you got to produce, bro. Mm. Roy Hibbert.
Come on, Roy.
You can't put up weak numbers like this. And then getting quote-unquote rested for the game against Atlanta, you got benched. You weren't doing nothing.
You wasn't playing well.
You were doing crap. Right.
And then once you get blown out, I mean, you know, I'm coming from the Popovich school. If the game's over, sit your ass down. Yeah. We need
and
to
then,
rest.
I mean, you got Lance Stephenson, who everybody assumes is who Roy Hibbert's talking about the selfishness. And, I mean, partly you can't blame the Cat because he is about to be an unrestricted free agent and he's trying to ching-ching, mm-hmm. get paid. So, he put up triple-doubles earlier in the season. Seemed like he's a guy you can build your team around. And, I mean, now with Paul George, you know, slacking in the scoring department, you know, a guy like Lance Stephenson might feel like he has to do a little bit more and try to carry the load. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then David West just seems like he's not involved anymore in the damn game plan. I don't know what's going on.
It seems like they all just take
I don't know.
I'm really surprised.
They're selfish right now.
I'm just like, they was really Danny are. Granger that strong of a glue? Because everybody was like, he was a good, big locker room guy, and it seemed like it coincided with that trade.
It does. It really
but
does.
But I'm like, okay, if he was old Danny Granger and putting up numbers and they just shipped him off, I can see that. But if you're like, well, he was the glue, then I'm like, well, what was going to happen when he left next summer? Because, like, they weren't going to re-sign him.
And Evan Turner has completely disappeared. Like, he's exist.
Been the same dude he's been since he got in the league. Yeah. He's disappointing.
Disappointing and inconsistent. So, I mean, especially in a game like basketball, where there aren't a whole lot of players in the locker room, that one guy can be important. Yeah. Can I'm be like, very wow. important.
And I thought David West was part of that leadership group. So the fact that Granger's gone and you're like, okay.
It seems to me, it seemed, looking at the team, I mean, Paul George seemed kind of like the quiet type. Mm-hmm. He didn't really speak much. You got Lance Stephenson, who seems like he's always on edge. Like, he's just ready to blow at any given moment. You got David West, who seems like he seems
to be like the veteran guy. But
but he seems very stern. And then, I mean, you had Danny Granger, who seemed to be the calming force and everything.
Because I guess he was the one from the Pacers when they were butt to being
and
good.
Without him, I mean, who do you – he probably was the leader in that locker room. So now who do you pass that on to? It's like, well, can you just expect Paul George to just take that role? I mean, he's a quiet guy, and we've seen the criticism Kevin Durant got because he's not aggressive or he's not mad enough for any of that stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, a lot of these guys aren't, you know, Kobe Bryant, an asshole. And just, you know, I say what I feel all the time.
Right.
You know, so it they looking like a team that's ready to lose first, second round. I mean, seriously. They look like they are bound to lose first or second round.
Because I was totally hoping, like, I hope the Bulls play the...
Yeah, I hope we play the Pacers now. I hope we play the Pacers.
I wanted y'all to beat up on the Heat, but now
let's play the Pacers so we can play the Heat. Yeah. Let's go. If the Bulls get to the conference finals, baby, what's happening with no Derrick Rose again? If Tom Thibodeau don't get some love for Coach of the Year...
He will.
Then I don't know what the problem is. I hear your boy Pop's finally going to get it. It seems like he can win it every damn year if he wants to.
Oh, no, it's going to – what's the name getting it?
Who, Jeff Hornacek?
Yeah. My vote will be for Jeff Hornacek. He's playing well.
And then New York Knicks, what is going on? And I told Chris the day everybody was throwing up all the hoops. Oh, the Knicks is going to the playoffs. We in the eighth seed. Phil Jackson did it. I'm like, there's still time, and y'all are tied with Atlanta. Y'all weren't games up on them. Y'all were tied, and now Atlanta's two games in front of y'all. I'm back in the eighth spot. Oh, if the Knicks don't make the playoffs,
they taking some serious heat.
I mean, what's going on? Carmelo Anthony, deuces. I'm sorry. I take it back to him again. You said it's about winning. If it's about winning,
you got to go.
You are out. You are out. If he signs that extension with them, he's telling me it ain't about winning. And I'm going to rip him a new one when we talk about it.
He could just be like, you know what? I want to see the Knicks win, and I want to be the guy that takes them to win. And I'm not mad at that. That's that old school, like, look, I like playing in New York.
I'm not mad at him. I wouldn't be mad at him for that. But fine. You want to do that? Fine. But take a little bit less.
Yeah, I was saying.
Take a little bit less then. Leave some money on the table so you can sign some other cats. Right. If that's the case. I'm telling you, if he signs for that full max that he can get, I'm ripping him a new one the next time we record on him. I'm ripping him a new one because you just told me it ain't about winning then. You on that Gilbert Arenas. Oh, yeah, I took a 107 instead of 115. Save a little bit. That's one of the most ignorant comments I've ever heard in my life.
You seen the heat Kobe Bryant got, and rightfully so.
Yep.
Like, come on, Phil Jackson, since it's Phil Jackson making decisions, do not offer him all that boatload. That's where the Lakers got in trouble. Like, oh, you can pay me this amount of money and we can still win.
And this is,
I'll sign it.
This is where we're going to see what Phil is made of and if he's ready for this position. These are the moments. You got your superstar player pretty much about to opt out of his contract. You got a sorry team with a lame duck coach. What are you going to do? So this is where we gonna see if Phil can make that money,
dude. I had to look at that game they played on Sunday with Miami. I'm like, that nigga Jason took 22 threes.
That's all he does. All I do
out
is
of
shoot
28
threes.
Shots. What
Thank
the
you.
Hell.
All I do is shoot threes now. He made 10 of them. Good for you.
And he was in foul trouble.
Oh, I'm just like, come on, dude. Come
you
on.
You took more shots than Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Which should never happen, ever. Carmelo should always take the
shots. But like 11. Come on.
Carmelo should always be
and
taking
the shots.
And
they're going to let you shoot? They're like, fine, shoot them threes. Don't drive. Just be a three-point shooter. Okay. Amari's starting to make his way back. Somebody will trade for him next year.
Yep.
Get that cash off the book. All right, let's get into, before we discuss the end of the playoffs, because playoffs is coming around.
Yes, it is.
Larry Sanders suspended 5 games for violating anti-drug policy.
And he's out for the season, which means he'll be serving it next year when the season starts.
And then going to be like, well, I advocate legalizing weed.
Of course you do, because you're a pothead.
Right.
Are you kidding me? I got busted for weed. Yeah, it should be legal.
Right.
Well, it's not, nigga. It's an illegal substance. So unless you are in Colorado, it is not legal. Unless you're in one of them states that made it legal, it is not legal, my friend.
That was hilarious. Because I was like, he got busted. Like, damn. And then it was like, yeah, I think we should legalize weed. Like,
that's like you're busting with a hooker. Prostitution should be legal. What? Well, it's not, sir. So, that's what I'm like. What? Dude. And Larry Sanders, this has to be one of the most regretful contract signings ever.
Well,
for just in NBA history.
Well, the Ilya Sova one is
close. No, this tops it all. Because this nigga played like 10 games this year. After being like close to being considered like one of the best defensive big men in the league, he has plummeted. You know what he did?
That contract.
Andres Biedrich.
Damn.
That is what he did. He pulled a James Jones on us. What is that fool's name? Who signed with the Knicks?
Oh,
Jerome James. I had one decent year. Give me 5 years, 30 mil. What?
Yeah, I remember that.
Isaiah Thomas, have you lost your mind? And then Andres Biedrich signed like a $60 million contract.
$60 million, you like. And then been.
And then he's been ass. He got waived.
Yeah.
The Jazz waived him.
Oh, did you? Oh, well,
to pick up Eric Murphy, who was waived by who? None other than your Chicago Bulls.
Well, they figured like, well, they traded him. It's about time.
His contract about to be off the books. He's done nothing all season anyway. God, how do you fall off the map like that?
You just play your
Larry
contract. Larry Sanders is good. His contract is going to be how I think most of these dudes are going to be. I'm gonna just come in, work, get good on the NBA's dime, and then that fourth year I'm gonna ball out, sign me to an extension, or I'm gonna leave.
Yep.
Thank you.
No, and then I'm weak.
What else we got? Oh, Joe Dumars said he's gonna resign.
You know what? You know, happy trails to him. He's done a dang good job with that team. I mean, he got them a championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a team that a lot of people would consider, you know, no stars. Well, I'm like, shit, Ben Wallace to me was a star. I mean, shoot, it's crappy. I mean, yeah, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton. I mean, the team was great. Tyshawn Prince.
Six straight conference finals, back-to-back finals appearances.
They beat the Lakers.
Yeah, they
with
did.
With Shaq and Kobe.
And that was a great seven-game series.
And Karl Malone and Gary Payton. Beat the Lakers. And Robert Orr. They were supposed to lose. Everybody was like, oh, this is over. This ain't a series. And then you were like, oh damn.
With the Spurs,
oh, excuse me, Robert Orr is with the Spurs. But
big shot run.
You have people who were like, this ain't a series. The Lakers gonna kick their butts. And it was like,
they were one overtime win for getting swept.
What?
Who's just like, oh, they basically got swept.
Exactly. That's what it boiled down to.
One great overtime and that was it.
So, I mean,
signing Villanueva and Ben Gordon to them bad contracts when nobody was giving Ben Gordon that kind of dough.
Yeah, you saw the Bulls was like, nope. Thank you.
Nope, he signed that. And then
go ahead.
It seemed like since, I know he's taking a lot of slack for that Darko Milicic check. I mean, he can't let that down.
I mean,
that's one, you know, Michael Jordan is always going to have Kwame Brown on his resume.
Yeah. Forever. And I mean, the person who picked Sam Bowie is like, damn, why didn't I pick Michael Jordan? He could have picked Jordan. At the time, Sam Bowie was that guy.
And they had Clyde Drexler.
And I mean, you look at their team.
Fools is like, well, I'm like, okay, I have Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler, or Sam Bowie. Who do I pick? Clyde Drexler. Oh, but you taking Jordan's spot. Like, see? Like, it's that easy.
It was a difficult choice. Because at the time, Darko was supposed to be that dude. He was supposed to be like the next Dirk.
Yeah.
For your comparison's sake, I mean,
he should have just took Chris Bosh.
Should have took Carmelo, bro.
One of them.
But as a player, Joe Dumars, very underrated for his time. A lot of people don't remember when he and Isaiah Thomas were probably one of the better backcourts for a long time.
But he just, ever since I think Larry Brown just was like, you know what, I'm bored. Yeah. I'm just going to leave. It just started trailing off.
Going downhill, yeah.
You know, he picked Greg Monroe and Drummond.
Pick. Hey, another great pick.
You know, but giving Josh Smith all that money when you know he's not a real three. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't mad at the Brandon Jennings signing. I wasn't mad at that. But
that was a nice move.
Like, ugh, Josh Smith.
But they didn't. They weren't able to. Didn't look like they're gonna make the playoffs.
So. Paul A. Not a EA out. So,
they're done.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it was actually taking that long. But you know, good luck to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and then we gotta talk about this Dante Cunningham.
He's an idiot. I don't even.
Charged with
making terroristic threats.
Yeah, first you supposedly choking out your girlfriend, and then like 2 days later, now you making terrorist type threats to her.
Like, what does that even mean? I'm gonna blow you up.
Blow
like,
your what? House up.
What?
I'm killing you and your family, bitch.
Who said bomb? You can't say bomb. bomb.
I can't believe that, man.
Terroristic threats? We have talked about this constantly. Just walk away. Terroristic threats? Like, that is extreme.
I mean, clearly.
That is extreme.
Are you doing more than just saying, I kill you?
Yeah, like, you are probably talking about blowing her up. Mm-hmm. I'll blow up you and your family. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ride over there. Yeah, that's just.
Because I don't know what is considered a terroristic threat.
I don't know, but that sounds like it's something seriously
serious,
major.
Man. Look out for Department of Homeland Security. They're going to be coming after your ass. All
right, man. Before we head to break, let's do this. I'm going to give you these quick questions since by the time we record again, the playoffs will be set and we'll be getting ready.
Yes, sir.
So, are the Knicks going to make the playoffs?
Nope. And I've said it the last few times we've been on here. No, no, and no. Okay. All y'all were happy they made it for a day. Now they back to reality.
Yep. As of right now, they are a...
Or two games back?
A game and a half in Atlanta.
Mm.
But four, you know, they gotta win. They gotta win and get some luck.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad Indiana didn't help you out. I want to say I had them getting in, but now I don't know.
Nope.
I'm going to just hope and say, yeah, they sneak in and we get a good first round series.
That ain't happening.
All right. My Spurs locking that up.
Yep.
So who is going to miss in the – who's going to be the unlucky number 9 team between Dallas, Phoenix, and Memphis? Memphis right now is sitting a game out. But, of course, that seems like every damn day that changes who misses the playoffs.
Ooh. Out of those three,
more
that's
games.
Tough. Where's Phoenix?
Phoenix is the 8th right now. They're a half game behind Dallas. They have
and Dallas.
They have 5 more games left. Dallas has 4 more.
Dallas is 7.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Memphis. I think Memphis is unfortunately gonna miss it. I think it's gonna come down to the last couple games, to the last game, the season. But I just have a feeling with Rick Carlisle, Dirk Nowitzki, Monte Ellis, these guys. I just don't see Dallas falling out. And the way Phoenix has been rolling, they got Eric Bledsoe back, which is a huge upgrade for them at point guard. And Dragic's been playing well, the Morris brothers. So I don't see them falling out either. And that just leaves Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dallas has won 3 straight. I don't see them. Dirk is not going to fall out. I know he don't want to miss the playoffs again. Between Phoenix and Memphis. Maybe I'm biased because I, even though Phoenix would be tough, I won't play Phoenix. But the way it is now, I think Phoenix gets in and Jeff Hornacek gets his Coach of the Year award.
Yep.
In Memphis.
Rightfully earned.
Man, it's always 9-10 teams in the West. It's hard getting out.
Hey, kudos to their head coach. I mean, he's replacing Lionel Hollins.
He did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly didn't think they'd be this good.
And I hope they keep up what they have because, you know, when stuff like this happens, it's already like, trade Zach Randolph and all that other talk. So we'll see, man. Playoffs is around the corner every time of the year. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk some NFL. Mr. Gang Affiliated got his –
got paid.
Yep.
Told you.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Steps back. You know the world's gone mad when blacks wear plaid and Mariah has married Nick Cannon. Or when a boy from the burbs has the nerves to converge on a mixtape with DJ Cannon. Oh, God damn it. That's the last straw. Can't stand it. You all must be reprimanded. Spank that fanny. Manny, so uncanny. Ginobili flow left-handed. Yes, I am
fan of Dakota Fanning, and I am Sam Outstanding. My Sean penmanship is fancy, yeah, my rhetoric is dandy. I circumvent my words, invent for the verbs. I have emerged at 20. Dos años, vamos, pronto, let's go. Her lip gloss tastes like candy. Got more jazz than Jerry Sloan, pizzazz and swag alone. I have a bigger head than that of Barry Bonds. Y'all eat scraps, I eat salmon. With fresh fruit covered in denim. If Du Bois had a boy with Brad Pitt and Troy, then out from the loins I'd be born. If Jason Bourne was to record and join forces with Zach Morris, they'd form my performance. Beats and rhymes fornicate, form greatness. Like, let's face it, he's so amazing. Yeah, with LASIK, you still can't ace my eye exam. Nah, man, let's try again. I've got lungs like Iron Man. I hit the bong while you must extend your diaphragm. But let's get higher, man. I got a brand new strand that I got out in Ireland from a wild, frantic Irishman who said his name was Shannon. Higgins, Killians, and a pint of Guinness. And I ain't gonna stop till I'm finished, till I learn Yiddish. I'll find a little kid who likes spinach. Can't nobody beat me in Quidditch. Not any Wittich, Fittich wits, I'm sick with it, redditic, my spit game is vicious, disses, never did shit for my image, college kid is where I found my niche, snitch, tell the whole world I'm the shit, tell the whole world I'm my dick, then, hell yeah, word, I'll be rich, and I'll buy the whole world Sega Genesis, spitting Linticum, hell yeah, I got a
cannon.
See me on the streets, take a pic with your cannon, then get it laminated, frame it, save it, cause in a couple days I'll be famous, then you can say, holy shit.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to get at us, you want to leave some comments, some feedback, just chop it up with us, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can holler at us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know. I know for the fantasy leaguers out there, you got some MLB questions, holler at your boy. I know some of y'all might be getting your NFL rosters ready. Let us know. We'll get back at you.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, so off that full week of DeSean Jackson hate, he gang affiliated and all that, he goes to Washington.
Yeah, somebody did. Apparently someone didn't think he's gang affiliated. Didn't have a problem.
Nope, son. It was like a 3-year, $24 million. I think he had like 16.
16 guaranteed. Chinga ching ching. And I'm still getting paid.
Yeah, I heard all
that. No, he was Philly. He was like, fuck y'all. I'm still getting mine.
Yeah, I heard about them going to the Niners. Niners are too loaded.
Yep, Niners were too loaded. I heard Oakland, they were doing their background checks. I heard Oakland and the Niners both were, you know, looked into LAPD, trying to find out his ties and all that.
Just to make sure. But
and it makes you wonder if Washington did theirs.
Yeah, but it sounded like they were really pursuing to get him. Daniel Snyder clearly doesn't have a problem paying people.
Nope.
With
any kind of background.
Yep. And, I mean, look, I get $16 million guaranteed, which is the most I was probably going to get out there, and I get to play the Phillies twice. Bam, I'm signing with y'all.
Exactly.
Like, damn. So, I'm curious to see how this is going to play out.
Curious to see. I know it was enticing for him, too, to be able to play Philly twice a year. For the next few years, I know he's like, I get some payback. And I mean, to be fair, he gets to play with RG3. You got Pierre Garçon.
Yeah.
They got Jordan Reed at tight end. You got Alfred Morris.
Yeah.
They got some pieces. They got Jay Gruden as head coach. They got some pieces. So they're building something. They have a nice offense. If RG3 can learn to throw from the pocket.
And their defense plays a whole lot damn better.
Yep. Then completely, they got a 160.
They might do something because we know in NFC East it's up for grabs.
I did like the move they made picking up Ryan Clark. I thought that was a nice veteran move. He comes from Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a veteran guy, very savvy, and he'll bring some much needed leadership to that locker room, especially that defense.
Yeah, and I had Colt McCoy. I was like, oh, does that mean what's the name is out of here now? They're gonna look to trade. God, his name is escaping me right now.
Cool.
The backup, who they drafted the rook the same year that's...
Oh, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
They said they're not. But, I mean, a smart... You're not going to trade him. I mean, Looking at how RG3 has been, he's been banged up. Kirk Cousins has had to play both seasons. Yeah. So clearly you need him in some capacity.
No, I feel that.
So I don't see them trading him, but it's a division up for grabs, like Chris said. So it'll be interesting. Curious to see.
And I was interested in that Monday Morning Quarterback article by
boy Richard Sherman.
And just calling fools out. Like Jim Irsay had had illegal drugs in his possession. Is he a dealer? Is he trafficking?
And there was some article or some story that came out where I can edit this shit because I'm gonna pull this shit up. I'm pulling this shit up because it said because there was some dead person that was related to Jim Irsay. Where is that shit?
Oh, snap. Word?
Yeah.
Like somebody got bodied?
Yes. Like, where is it? Nah, fuck this. I'm finding this shit. I'm telling you, I'm finding
it. But no, it made a point. And then, you know, with Riley Cooper.
Yep.
Using the N-word. Is he a racist? Y'all re-signed a racist with no problem and gave him a bump in pay. But DeSean Jackson, who hadn't really done, who hadn't done nothing, you know, granted, like we said on the last show, we're not surprised. It's just all that extra baggage. But this dude is talented. I'm still like, if a dude is that talented, trade him.
Exactly.
Get at least a second, third round pick for the dude. With all of that, well, we didn't want to lead anybody else on. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck y'all. I ain't mad. And when they, we line it up. It's Monday Night Football. I bet you. Monday Night Football. The Redskins go to Philadelphia.
Oh, Monday night. Yeah. Here we go. I found this article about Jim Irsay's ass. And it says the Indianapolis.
Where is it from?
This is from the Indianapolis Star.
Okay.
It says they go there to ask about Irsay's relationship and associations outside of the Colts, including with an Indianapolis woman with a drug history of her own, a woman who died of a suspected drug overdose 2 weeks before Irsay's arrest. Her body was found in a $139,500 townhouse Irsay gave to her last August. So now he has a dead body, a person with a drug issue, dead in one of his townhomes. That he gave to her.
I ain't heard that. You know
so
what I mean,
he got more problems than just the
Roger Goodell. Where you at,
Hammer?
Yeah.
If he doesn't come down with the thunder of Thor on this fool, then I don't know what the problem is. Then clearly something's going on.
Oh well, he pays your bills, so let me be quiet.
Exactly.
Well, Todd, all that hate, man. You know you're gonna diss the players, diss the people who are controlling them,
exactly,
who are paying them that money,
exactly.
What else we got on here? I saw that Minnesota submits their bid to host a 2018 Super Bowl. No.
Not happening.
No. No.
No cold weather. No.
Stop
no.
With fire.
We're not going to Green Bay either. No. Miami, you sure? Phoenix, holla at your boy.
Yeah.
But no, we are not trying to
San
go
Diego?
To
fine.
The to the freaking tundra of cold.
No. Well, it worked in New York. Let's go to Philly. Oh,
stop. Pittsburgh, where you at?
Yeah, we already did Detroit. I'm like, come on, stop.
Let's go to Buffalo, New York.
Hell no. God.
Let's go to a dome. Any place with a dome, yes. Even Indy was a stretch because it was like, yeah, it's a dome, but you won't be outside in the cold.
Just make it, just do 5, 6, 7 places.
Do it in Hawaii.
Warm cities.
Do it in Hawaii. Do it in Hawaii.
Like you could. Just, man, I know other cities want that money that come with it, but come on, some of them don't have the infrastructure.
Sorry, it's got to be a warm weather town.
Yeah.
Sorry, it does. Yeah. It has to be.
You want to get out. Like, look, I'm not just coming to the game. I don't have that corporate money where I can just fly in, go to the game, and then leave.
Yep.
I got to get a hotel. I got to stay there. I got to get there. I want to hang out.
Yeah. You want to see the festivities and stuff. You know, people want to mingle too. You don't want to be in freezing cold weather. Bundled all up, got your gloves on, your scarf, and your hoodie, and all that. Nah, you don't want all that.
And
not needed.
I know. And a rule that actually makes some sense, not that stupid dunking the football, to add a rule to review loose ball recoveries.
The quote-unquote Navarro Bowman rule. I mean, I hate this crap when they name them after players. I'm like, because y'all screwed up in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because y'all screwed up, or excuse me, in the conference championship.
Yeah. Which they should have. I mean, I'm not meant that. Yes.
That makes sense.
You know, if you're going to replay all, you replay all touchdowns. You review, and that's probably they review turnovers supposedly, but yeah, loose. I'm cool with, oh, it's a loose ball. Who got it? Go review it so we can see to get it right. I'm for all that.
Oh yeah, you always want to get it right.
I don't know how they didn't review that play to begin with, but
hey, props again to Navarro Bowman, who with a torn ACL ripped that ball out and was like, I got it.
Yeah,
even though it wasn't given to him, it's all gravy.
I seen the two Super Bowl coaches got themselves a nice extension.
Boom. And it's no coincidence it happened like 1-2 days apart from each other. It
ain't Carroll got him a 3-year. John Fox got him a 3-year.
2 days later. It was like, oh, let's lock him up. I mean, it's well deserved. Pete Carroll came in. You saw what he did coming off the seasons that he had with USC. He got all the questions about all the illegal stuff with Reggie Bush and blah, 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 blah. He came to Seattle. He had two stints in the NFL where he hasn't fared all that well. You're like, does his whole rah-rah attitude, is that going to work in the league? Clearly, it works.
Yep. He was building.
Clearly.
7-9. We don't agree with that. And
everybody was like, Bruce Irvin in the first round. What's wrong with him? Oh, damn, that was a really good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he knows what he's doing. And then John Fox, I mean, shit, they've won 3 straight division titles and he got them to the Super Bowl. Yes, he deserves a raise.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say on that. Yes, he deserves a raise.
And your boy in some player moves, your boy Champ Bailey going to the Saints.
I'm happy for him. And I'm happy he gets to go to a actual championship contending team and not some weak ass team. Like, I'm sorry to say, but Charles Woodson went to the sorry ass Raiders. Sorry. I'm glad he at least goes to the Saints. Gets to play with Drew Brees.
Carlos Rogers going to the sorry ass Raiders.
Enjoy.
They may not be sorry.
You know what? They may be. They'll be mediocre. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be good. They're not going to pull the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, that's not going to happen.
No.
So no. They'll be mediocre. They'll be 8-8 at best. And we'll discuss them later on down the line.
And the Ravens. I saw Ravens signed Owen Daniels. I was like, ooh.
That was okay.
Nice for two tight end set.
We'll see.
Him and Dennis Pitta, Steve Smith, more weapons for
got Torrey Smith too. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting.
More weapons for Joe Flacco.
Yep. So he got to prove it now.
Yep.
He got to earn that cash.
And then of course, we knew it was coming. Titans release running back Chris Johnson. Wow, 3 years ago you'd have been like, he signed
another. Y'all are crazy. He ran for over 2,000 yards. You don't even remember him running for over 2,000 yards now.
No. Nope.
You like, he did that?
You just remember him holding out, wanting to get money.
He did that.
And now, like, oh, you're going to go.
And one of the moves that I personally think actually might work, kind of flew under the radar, but Kenny Britt going to the Rams.
That's
not a bad move. I mean, Kenny Britt, we all know the Negro got his issues. We know. He's been arrested countless numbers of times. But for the past year or so, he's pretty much kept his nose clean. You know, I know he wasn't used as, you know, the number one guy in Tennessee this year anymore. But, I mean, a couple years ago, he was that dude. Mm-hmm. He was good. So, I mean, you're going to a team now that doesn't really have any receivers. And, I mean, he's a big guy. He's like 6'3", 220. He's a big dude. So, he's back with Jeff Fisher. I'm just saying, it could be a move that turns out to be a diamond in the rough. And it works out, and he's back to, you know, being that dude again.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
I don't know who's going to quarterback him, but
I don't know. And then the Steelers signed Darius Heyward Bay. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Replacing Mike Wallace, maybe? We need a fast guy.
Yeah. That's all he does. And then this Deion Sanders crap. Talking about Johnny Manziel got ghetto tendencies.
I love Deion, but he gets on my nerves sometimes.
Like, look, stereotypes get kind of old. Oh, he's a showboat. Oh, so that means he's ghetto. Okay.
I mean, it
let's name all the people who got issue. Oh, Richie Incognito. Oh, he black.
Yeah, and it's like Jonathan Martin's a white guy. What the hell is going on here? Because you, so what? Is Ryan Leaf got a black card because he's thuggish?
Right.
Because he act like an ass?
You know, I was happy like, oh, Johnny Manziel doing something. If you want to say his whole pro day was kind of ghetto, that's fine. But I ain't saying.
I mean, he had rap music. I mean, let's be real. I mean, nowadays, everybody dates everybody. Yeah. The mixed couple is almost the norm. So I'm like, the fact that he's getting along and likes quote unquote black things, black rap music,
well, hanging out with,
he's kicking it with Drake and Lil Wayne and LeBron James and all that. So what? I see African American kids kicking with white kids all the time.
Right.
What's the big fucking deal?
So he wasn't ghetto.
Was he loud?
Was he ghetto when
because of that whole stunt he pulled where he was flashing the dollar signs in cats' faces? That makes him ghetto.
That just makes him somebody who wants.
Because he got some pizzazz. Because he has a little, as the black folks like to say, he got a little swagger to him. He got a little swagger. Because of that, he's ghetto. I'm like, come the fuck on, man. Seriously, he's a rich white kid who happens to, you know, I see it all the time where you got rich kids who for whatever reason. That they like the hood life,
they like
or the thug life, and I'm not trying to get into this whole political shit. But nowadays, I mean, people think being a thug and all that, it's cool. It's the thing to do. It's the people to know. Lil Wayne sells drugs and all that shit. He's the guy. That's cool.
It's cool if you're not black.
No, of course, of course.
Then it's like, oh, because then if I get arrested, oh, well, I'm white.
Look at Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I only get a slap on the wrist though. That's what it is.
Fucking ridiculous.
And then, you know, Michael Vick ass.
Oh, he killed dogs. Like, you know, nigga, that was years ago.
Yeah, that protest, now they got that. Somebody from in New Jersey that changed out of work.
Fucking ignorant.
We want to ban him from training camp. Like, are you serious?
Look, I'm like, I get people are still don't like it. I understand, okay? My wife is a proponent of, she did not like what he did. She is not a fan of his anymore. I get that. But to sit here and be like, well, I don't want him. You're basically saying we don't want him to have a job.
Yeah.
He needs to be unemployed. Why? Why?
Nice.
I understand he did a crime. He did the time. And I know your average Joe, if he got a felony on his record, he ain't getting a job. I get it.
Right. But, you can
I'm
get
sorry
it,
he's a football player. He's a star athlete. He's Michael fucking Vick.
Yeah, he's going to get a job. Bro. You know, they want him.
He's gonna get a job. So
it's just it's all. This,
I mean, just leave it alone. He served his time. He did what he had to do. You know, and just leave it alone. Yes, he did what he did.
Yeah, I saw it's that. Done. I saw that today. I was like,
move on.
Really?
These people got nothing better to do. That's the problem.
Just hate on Vic.
Yeah. We haven't had any big incidences lately, so let's just pick on him.
Yeah, dude, he ain't never gonna be able to live that off. Nope. I mean, the dude is at least trying.
You
to
hate
be
dogs.
Like, all right, I'm trying.
Golly,
to at least.
I'm trying to repair my image a little bit.
I'm
get
trying
the
to
man
speak out against
the
it and all that stuff, and trying to be positive. Just like, oh, and then you kill dogs.
And then it's like you got cats who go to jail. They come out and they commit crimes again. Oh, why couldn't they just be a better? Why couldn't they get their shit together? And you have a guy like this who's trying to get his stuff together. Oh, he committed crimes in the past. He's a thug. He doesn't deserve a job. Go away.
But free Lil Boosie.
Yeah, right. Tell me oh, my God. There's an Instagram my wife showed me. We're fucking Lil Boosie's daughter. I told y'all niggas. I have to find it for you. If y'all have seen it, please, like, tweet it to us. Please. Because when I saw that shit, I said, holy shit. The world's hit the fan now. She's like six. I told y'all niggas. I'm like, oh, shit.
And then like that shit when the mall cop shot the stun. You gay. Like, oh, my God.
People overreact really to the fullest extent these days.
Listen to Lil. It was like, Lil Boo, like, okay.
He's free. Who cares?
Who is that? And why do I give a fuck?
Exactly. Out of here.
He's a rat. Oh, he one of them dudes. Oh, so what? Which means in 2 years, I'm not going to know who Lil Boosie is.
Nope.
You remember Lil Boosie? No, I don't remember Lil Boosie.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. And I know I seen today, we're going to move into some baseball. Today is what? The anniversary of Hank Aaron.
Oh, rest in peace.
Breaking the record.
May he rest in peace. And yeah, I mean, an unbelievable feat.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was hating on. That's you talking about some hate.
They hate
Michael
him.
Vick ain't got shit.
Nope. I'm talking all y'all cats nowadays who are getting crapped on and, you know, taunted by PETA and shit. It has nothing on Jackie Robinson, you know, Frank Robinson, Hank Aaron, these cats who are called the N-word, who are called racial slurs every freaking time they were spotted by a white person. I'm talking about white only this, white only bathrooms, white only fountains. You can't imagine what the hell these fools went through.
And I mean, him breaking a record that people still consider Babe Ruth the greatest player
of all time.
The record.
He's the home run king. He's the true home run king. It's Hank Aaron. It is Hank Henry Aaron.
Ain't no shit talking Twitter folk. It's like I'm sending a letter to your house.
Yep.
Calling your phone saying I'm going to kill you.
Yep. I'm going to kill you and your kids and your wife. I dare you to. I mean, seriously, getting stuff thrown at him. But it's a great sight to see when he did break the record and you got, you know, the two white fans running out.
Scared as hell.
Yeah, like, oh, shit, what's going on here? Oh, hey, congratulations. You're like, shit has changed. Things have changed. So, I mean, it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, man, he just went through a lot. And, you know, I'm glad he broke the record. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he kept going and...
congrats to him.
Yeah,
he was a truly honorable dude. I mean, you know, here I've never had an opportunity to meet him, but seeing some of the stuff he did, his interviews and stuff, he's a very noble person, a very generous person, mm-hmm. and humble. And you know, those are the guys you like to see mm-hmm. have these records. You know, you don't want somebody who's braggish and boastful and all that stuff. You don't want to see people like that. So
yeah, good and day. Now we get into this topic that
pissed
really
me off when
so,
I heard.
Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy, his wife was giving birth to his first child on a Monday. So he takes off that Monday to be with his wife. They are off Tuesday. Then the Mets play Wednesday and Thursday. He decides to take Wednesday off and got a whole lot of flack for it.
Radio shows, talk shows, and
people just getting on him about it like he's so damn wrong, like... You know, you ain't supporting your team and all that other bullshit.
Hey, well, Daniel Murphy, if you want to hear some sports talk that got your back, listen to us, because I got your back, sir. How dare anybody tell this man that he shouldn't be able to go see the birth of his child, his first child nonetheless, and spend a day or two extra with them? First of all, we don't know if there were any complications involved with his wife, with the pregnancy or anything. We don't know. We have no idea. So to sit here and lash out at him like, well, he should have been here. First of all, he missed two fucking games of a 162-game season.
And it was like game what? Like
one? Game one and two. This ain't playoff time or World Series. This is the very beginning of the season. Who cares? If he missed the first two games, this is half the problem with New Yorkers. They talk too damn much.
Yeah, they do.
They got big-ass mouths and always blabbing about stuff that, honestly, let's be realistic. It's his first child. I could understand if this was his third, fourth child. You're like, well, nigga, you've been through this before.
Right.
This is his first ever child. He honestly, as a dad, you don't know what to do in that situation. You're learning on the fly. It's probably harder than hitting a baseball for him. He don't know what he's doing. So, I mean, and, you know, hearing people come out and lash at him for going to see the birth of his child and spending one extra day, oh, my God. I'm like, look, if the CBA says he is allowed paternity leave,
yeah,
then, damn it, it's his right to take paternity leave.
Yeah, we taking that. I took mine.
We are, everybody,
I didn't take like months, but I
mean, shit, women fought for years to get equal rights. Men should have equal rights. I mean, if the shit is equal, we have the right to take some time off. We don't get as much time as women, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, yes, we have the right to take time as well and bond with our child.
Yeah, this is...
Plus, I'm like, this is a cat who, for 162 games, he's traveling back and forth damn near every day. So, honestly, he's probably going to miss a lot of firsts in his child's life. Their first words, their first walk, crawl, all of this stuff. He's not going to see it. He may see it on camera when his wife records it. But, I mean, that's not the same as being there and actually seeing it for the first time. So, to miss all that stuff, he's probably not going to be able to see his kid at all for weeks at a time, days at a time. As a first-time dad, you know, you want to be there for your wife, for your son. Shit, yes, he can afford a maid and all that, but who the you're supposed to be a dad.
Right.
Your family comes first. Fuck a job. It's a job.
That's what it is.
It's a job. And damn it, he has 160 more games he can play. So for him to miss two games, I can understand if he missed the first week, 2 weeks, and he's missing like 10 games. Yes, that's a problem. Yeah. He missed the first two games.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? Honestly, half the time, nobody plays the 462 games anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the big fucking deal? And I'm done.
It's just that whole, like, oh, well, we always excuse the day of if you're giving birth. But then that extra time, well, you just don't want to be with your team. Oh, is it because, you know, I get a lot of guys now that we have paternity leave, and it's part of this whole thing where it's like women are now trying to be in the top spot, and men have been like, okay, well, I'll be served in. Take care of me then. Like, but this shit, I'm like, look, yeah, you say it's 182. German football is different.
Yeah, because it's 16 you know? Games. But even then, dudes are taking time off during the week.
At the end of the day, he want to spend time with his kid.
Exactly.
If he missed one day, extra day of work, fine. If I'm in my flag, well, if my teammates are like, oh, you ain't supporting us, blah, blah, I'm like, if that's how you want to take it, then take it that way.
And who the hell are we to judge him on spending time with his child?
Yeah. I'm like, hanging out with my family, nigga. Like I said, this is a job.
Thank you.
You know, leave me alone. When you have a kid, I'm going to harp on your butt and all that crap.
And I wonder how many of y'all getting on them are actually dads. And I'm talking about real dads, not your niggas paying child support. I'm talking about real fathers in their damn lives.
People just freaking the hell out over something that should just be nonsense.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay.
Sweep it under the rug.
Right. Two games, I'm back, and I'm playing at 100%.
What are we talking about
let's
here?
Let's do this.
Exactly.
And we've seen Tiger is going to miss the Masters after back surgery. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means ain't nobody watching except for them few people. Tiger just draws. And I saw that when they were like surprising that there haven't been more black players because of Tiger and all that. And I'm just to me, I saw that on First Take. I want to ask, where is the next great golfer?
Thank you.
I was like,
who cares race? There's no great golfer anymore. Right. Like Tiger dominated for a stretch.
Right.
Nobody else has done that. And
nah, he's chasing Jack Nicklaus, who is
arguably the best golfer of all time. Unless you're talking about who's my boy, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, and we had a lot of guys. I remember we had Chichi Rodriguez. You had a lot of other golfers of color.
I mean, VJ was a household name for a while, even though he's not quote unquote black.
Right,
but I mean, he's a household name. Phil Mickelson was a household name.
And it's pretty much it was them too. It was them too, pretty much. Phil
for a while.
And Tiger, and you're like, ooh, I like that. But you know, Tiger made the purses big.
Yep. Now you got Phil. You got Rory McIlroy.
Who ain't done nothing. All that talk.
And for those of y'all who don't know, yes, Chris and I know golf.
I watch a little bit.
We played also.
Yeah.
We've dabbled in the sport, so it's not like we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I mean, it's just like. This dude has expectations on his yin-yang. Yes. I mean, yes, I like to see the dude win.
Like I would like to see him break Jack's record.
Ever since he crashed a car trying to escape a golf club by his ex-wife, he just ain't been the same.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know if he need to just start getting mad hoes again. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, Tiger. But
fix it, man.
Yeah, for real,
but,
man.
I mean, luckily he's in a sport where he can break Jack Nicklaus' record 20 years later.
Yep.
There's no rush, but please hurry up.
That's how everybody
you know,
else
and
feels.
As far as, you know, Rory McIlroy has not been that dude.
No.
I mean, you're not going to get a guy who's like, you know what? And for
you
the next 3 years.
You can't win one major and just be that guy.
I'm going to win 10 majors in 3 years. I'm like, nobody does that.
Thank you.
He did it. Not going to happen again.
Nope. Unless you were just that dude.
They need a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly they had to put that, what's his name, Wayne Gretzky's daughter on the cover. And everybody's like, that's fucked up. And for the female golfers, I would be like, why you put her on there, though?
Yeah.
We trying to, like, basically
just
tell us
daughter.
You want to sell magazines,
yes.
And we needed to make a splash.
Yes. We needed a hot chick to put on the cover. With nothing on.
No. It'll sell people who don't buy the magazine.
We selling to people who don't care about golf. We just want to sell.
I've seen a bunch of, like, I guess it's like fat white dudes who was like, we going to make fun. And they did, like, a pink version of the cover.
I mean,
it is one of the things you're just giving it to the hey sex sales. So
yeah,
let's just do this.
Yeah.
But if I am one of the top pro female golfers, I'm
like,
this is bullshit.
What the fuck?
And
why am I not on there?
Right. Get somebody who's playing.
Yeah. Right. Stop. Somebody relevant.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know who cares? I didn't even know her name when people were like, "What is her name?"
Pauline Gretzky.
Pauline Gretzky. I was like. They kept saying Paulina. And I'm like, who the fuck is Paulina?
Right.
And then I read, I'm like, oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Who
gets Anna Kournikova and all that stuff again.
Who cares?
Right. Oh, she looked good. Let's put on the cover. Can she play? That's not important.
And that's the thing. Like, Anna Kournikova, wasn't she good? She was good for like a second. And then. Right,
but it was more so her selling.
Williams sisters took over. I got ass and I'm good.
Yep. But still don't get no cover like that. Still don't. Let's just put this chick up here and
let's get the white chick on there.
Yeah. Ooh, she sells.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really like, good. Oh, does she play golf? I don't think so.
Not really. No.
Why
is she on there?
Okay. Money grab. Basically. So and that is it for us. We are wrapping it up. Oh, by the way, I won.
Yep.
Tournament bracket. Dinner on you.
Yep.
But, hey, man, my bracket got so many X's and cross out on these joints.
Nobody, I don't think anybody's championship team made it.
I luckily just, the Elite Eight pulled it out for me. So if you had UConn and Kentucky on your bracket.
Congratulations.
How the hell did you come up with that?
I don't know how you pulled that one out unless them is just your two favorite teams.
Throwing darts.
They're my favorite teams.
I just picked them by the name. Some shit like that. I don't know. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us on the Black Is Network on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. And you can go to the home site, www.blackisonline.com. A lot of great podcasts to check on the Black Is Network. I had a break with KC Lehman.
Going on, sister.
Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Mac.
Brown Growl with KC and T.
The Power Hour.
And you got the Jam with Merc 80.
The Jam.
So you got a lot of stuff to listen to, just variety brought to you by the Black Is Network.
That's right.
And if y'all want to hit us up, leave questions or comments, any of that, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslehman. And hit us on our line, 323-455-4219. And I want to thank everybody who's retweeting the show. Appreciate it, and we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely appreciate the long-time listeners. Thank you for continuing to listen to us. For all you new listeners, we thank you all for joining us today. Go ahead and tell everybody if you've enjoyed the shows. We love the 5-star reviews. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, your brothers, sisters, your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your nieces, nephews. Tell your ducks, your cats, dogs. Well, I just said dogs. Tell your cats, your ducks, chickens, roosters, lizards, guinea pigs, geese. Who else I got? What am I missing? Ants, spiders. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Johnny, get on the piano. Let's do this. 30 years in the business.
What's up, what's up?
I want to welcome everybody to the lounge.
You know.
You've heard of Rapper's Delight? Well, I'm delightful. I got my buddy Asher Roth with me. Straight out of the Philadelphia, PA. Here's a little ham and eggs coming right at you.
Yo, I got a question.
What's that?
What's a rapper look like? Is he tan? Is he black, white? Is he blacked out high on the crack pipe? Or more the cast that'll ride on a half pipe? Don't wanna act like I know about the rap type. Cause matter of fact, I can't grasp who rap likes. With their cash, do they stash for retirement? Or go for finer things like rides and diamonds? And another question,
what's that?
How do they dress? And they best cut threads or they spend less? I'm interested, it's caught my attention. Yo, does everybody rap get arrested? And with their sex, do they all have hoes? Do some have a girl that they learn and they grow with? I like to know what makes a rapper. It might be me, but I don't think it matters.
What does he look like? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
He's just a rapper.
He's just a rapper, a rapper.
Oh, play close. And then the curtain falls after the show.
After the show.
After the show, yo.
Where does he go?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yo, now it's your call, short, fat, or tall? What if he's a she and not a he at all? Does a bra have to be a C at least? Or can it be decreased if she real up on the beat? And is she real it if she raised in the street? Or can they still feel it if she raised in CT? And if they spit, do they have to have kids? Or can they have a mom, a dad, and little sis? And in the morning, do they have to have grits? Or can they favorite breakfast be Eggs Benedict? It makes me think, is there a rapping type? And if so, yo, what's a rapper like? And do they sell drugs or go to school? Cocaine or college? Tell me what's the rule.
I like to know what makes a rapper. It might be me, but I don't think it matters.
What does he look like? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
He's just a rapper.
Rapper in plain clothes.
Check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all.
When the curtain falls after the show.
After the show.
Where does he go?
Where does he go?
Nobody knows.
My name's Asher,
hi.
And those who care to ask, I tell them I'm a rapper.
A rapper.
But I don't look like it, not one bit.
Uh-uh.
I'm short and thin with some pale ass skin.
That's right.
Got one girlfriend, and I love her. With two sisters, a father and a mother. I guess I'm different, like no other. But you can't judge a book by its cover. I write about what I feel, see, live. My boys like to say I'm the realest it gets. Sometimes I feel like more Stan Getz. Maybe flip the script on some Roy G. Biv. Whatever the mood, no matter what I listen to, I always do me, never do you. I like to know what makes a rapper. It might be me, but I don't think it matters.
What does he look like? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
He's just a rapper.
Rapper in plain clothes. Johnny, I'm loving that piano.
And when the curtain falls after the show.
After the show.
Where does he go?
Where does he go?
Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah. Once again, this is Pete Rockwell, Asher Roth, the Leopard Lounge, everyone, in the back room. Oh, it's a little pep in your step. As the homies say, this thing is jamming. Pour me another scotch, Margo. I'm just loving this right now. 30 years in the business. Still banging out the hits. This is Pete Rockwell, baby. Asher Roth, signing off.